Chris Hughes is the owner-operator of Artifact, usually crafting handmade aprons and bags, but in response to the pandemic, they've been making facial masks. Chris, you said that your family has even been coming into the shop to make sure that the orders get filled. What exactly do your days look like right now?
Well, so my staff will file out around 7 o'clock, and then after my family's eaten, they'll come in, and my kids are 7, 9, and 11, and they'll, like, tie knots on the end of the cloth ties, you know, and just there's so many steps that when you break them down, like, we can keep them busy. And then my wife and I, we just kind of tag team fulfillment. The interesting thing is like, I've gone from this absolute paradox of where, like, I was about to lay off my staff to now we just this week have hired 3 more staff to help to meet this need.
Also working to fill the community's needs right now is Zach Tremert, owner and head distiller at Brickway Brewery, where they're making hand sanitizer. I caught him on the phone at the distillery.
This is good time. We just finished filling another vat of hand sanitizer so the staff can keep filling bottles.
You're just really, like, in the thick of it right now. I mean, you've had lines down the street, you said, yeah. Really ever since you announced that you were doing it, right?
Yeah. When I don't know if I told you this morning, but when I got here today, you know, we don't open till 11 a.m. When I got here today before 8 o'clock, there were nurses sleeping in their cars waiting for us to open. So I'm guessing they got off, like, the night shift and just wanted to wait till they get it. So we went out and basically woke everybody up and just gave them some stuff so they didn't have to wait around till 11.
It was the end of March when they converted their distillery to making sanitizer after realizing that they couldn't keep going as business as usual.
When we were first told by the state that we had to stop operating our tap room, it really cut us off at the knees, and I had to lay off 9 of our server bartenders, which really was hard for me to do. I mean, we work like a family here, and I really felt like I was letting people down. But it was quickly thereafter we realized that since we're a distillery, we have the ability to make hand sanitizer, and there appeared to be a big need. So fortunately, by cranking up this hand sanitizer business, I've been able to bring back 5 of those staff now that were laid off to come back and help us produce as much sanitizer as we can that we've been donating to our first responders, local hospitals, clinics, hospice care, and now to just any darn person who walks through our front door.
Can you talk a little bit more about those first days or weeks when you began to realize that as a small business owner, you were going to have to let people go?
Yeah, you know, I it's hard to describe. You know, it's like having a hard conversation with a loved one that you don't love them anymore, which obviously is not the case, but that's how it feels inside.
About how long of a time period are we talking here that you realized that the pandemic was getting bad enough that it was reaching Omaha, Nebraska, and you were going to have to do something about it?
Well, you know, it was day by day. Obviously, we had a heads up seeing what was going on the coast. You know, we're from middle America and we're used to everything taking longer to get to Omaha. We're talking fashion and music and everything out there. So I knew the virus would be the same. And there was probably about a week's time where I thought, New York closed all their bars and restaurants. That very well could happen here.
Chris was also reading the signs from the larger coastal cities.
They were closing their stores in LA and all these things were going on. And I was like, whoa, hold on. Like, you know, because being in Omaha, like there's been a lag with what's going on and how it's hit us.
Once it did hit the Midwest, they were ready to shift to mask making. And Brickway began cranking out sanitizer. Lucky for them, that uses all the same equipment.
But now we're putting, you know, aloe vera and hydrogen peroxide into our spirits where we clearly wouldn't do that normally. I have a degree in microbiology and a degree in chemistry and never thought it would come in handy like this.
Chris notes, though, that the production is bittersweet.
You know, we're keeping busy, we're making all these masks, but there's so many people that are scared and desperate right now.
And I think about your kids being there. You were talking about that your kids are part of this experience with you guys. Do you get the sense that they feel how important it is, what they're doing?
I don't think they fully grasp the impact of what's going on. And quite frankly, I'm happy for that. They've been a huge help to me through this because I haven't been able to see my family a lot for a long time. And so when they are here, it's nice to hear them laugh and even argue with each other, because there's a humanity to that that I really miss.
We're one piece in the entire machine of a community helping a community. What I'm not seeing are people out looting and people working hard to take advantage of other people. And that really gives me a lot of hope that we're going to hang in there together and get through this together.
With Omaha Public Radio, I'm Emily Chen Newton. To hear this story again, visit KIOS.org.